Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
It's Donna Marie. How are you? Wherever you're listening. To put you in the picture, it's Monday night and quite late and I'm just about to record with you guys. I did an amazing podcast with a very special guest today, and I feel that that's going to be landing not with this Wednesday but next Wednesday with my beautiful coach, Dominic Fletcher. So look out for that, guys, and I'll be speaking more about that on social media. And I did some coaching with her today. She's my coach.
Oh.
And I talk heaps about her on social media and on my podcast next week. So I interviewed her today. So, but now we're going to do just a quickie here because I love just the quickies. I think we can get, as on my own, I can get to the chase very, very quickly with spirit. And so I want to talk about today, tonight, this morning, wherever you are, expectations. And before you go, oh, boring, we're diving deep with this and we're exposing it. We're busting it up. We're blowing it up. We're blowing it up and we're turning it on its head. So please hang in there with me while I get to the core of this, right? I want to talk about non-attachment. Oh, that's a tricky one. I get it, right? But I want to just wind back many, many years. I think I was in my 20s, so I just got sober a few years in, you know, living in Melbourne, my Melbourne. And I remember being in Maya and just thinking about, oh, I've got this on this weekend, or I've got this on this weekend, or I've got that, or I'm seeing this person, and getting excited for the future, okay? Getting excited. I lived like that for years and years and years and years and years. This is not a crime, but this is something that may appeal to you today in questioning where you're at. And it's something that I see a lot, and it can be a really painful ride because when we're projecting about what that's going to make us feel, and it may make us feel that in the moment, it might be amazing and it could be a great achievement, blah, 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 whatever, right? It could be a first date, marriage. But when I say marriage was like, let's forget the things of like that marriage, buying a house, all of that, right? It's more to do with continually looking at something to make us feel better. Let's just wipe out that other stuff. It's more to do with wanting to feel better in the current moment about something going on in the future. So feeling really irritable or a bit restless. Yeah, there we go. We're landing in it now. And the going, okay, well, I've got this coming up, I've got that coming up, and getting us through. And we're not being really present in the moment, and we're not being feeling into the moment because we feel like the moment is dead shit boring. And it's quite possibly going to be. But when we're truly in the moment, it cannot be boring because we're in the moment. We have not experienced it. We don't know what that moment is going to bring. Okay. And the more that we shift our energy, now this shift energy language can get really complicated, and find your feet on however you want to land with that. But the more we let go of old ideas, the more we let go of energy that is holding us prisoner or stopping us from the belief system of moving forward. Oh, I don't think that's going to happen, so I'm not going to bother, or, you know, da 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 da, what if I don't get it, da 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 da. The more we shift that energy, the more we are able to download more of us in our spirit, in our bodies, and feel good, feel really, really good in the moment, right? Now, I don't necessarily walk around every day going, well, I'm in the moment. Like that's a big statement, saying I'm in the moment. Like, my head's always wandering off. But there's this sense of, like, here comes Bobby banging at the door. Okay, Bobby, I'm coming. There's this sense of everything's okay right now. It may not be how I want it to be, but it's okay, right? And it doesn't mean that we abandon ourselves in that moment. It doesn't mean that we feel disappointed. We don't feel disappointed. It doesn't mean that we go, oh, it wasn't meant to be, or what's that one floating around at the moment? It is what it is. I hate that saying, it is what it is. It's just such denial of, like, us feeling shame to feel annoyed. Oh, it is what it is. You know, bullshit, it is what it is. It's annoying. It's annoying, and it's okay to be annoyed in that moment. Can't just go, is what it is. Oh, my mum died. It is what it is. Oh, I didn't get that job, but it is what it is. It's fucking disappointing. Let's feel into that. Doesn't mean good shit isn't going to happen, or we aren't going to get that new job, or we aren't going to recover from our grief process, or, you know, and we the most normal thing in the world would be to feel sad about a family loss, right? And somehow we are just so conditioned to be like, oh, no, I just don't want to get locked into that because I've got all these plans for the future and whatever. No, Felicia, no. So I just want to say to you, if you're feeling that all the time and you're feeling like you're chasing, because you'll know it if you're relating to what I'm saying, you'll know it. And there's nothing wrong with, like, I've got my best friend's wedding coming up, I'm excited. Yes! You're like, I've got my birthday coming up next week. I'm thinking about that, into that more and what I want to do. Yes! I had a big party at my 50th. Yes, I was getting excited. There's different stuff. It's not what I'm talking about. We want to celebrate all that stuff. We want to feel into that and go, yes, I deserve that. And look how far I've come and whatever. But if we're continually in the moment going, this, my life sucks, but I've got this coming up. Why do you think your life sucks? Why do you think you suck? That's what we want to, like, get the key and unlock a little bit, just gently, and open that door. I'm doing hand movements now. I've got the key. I'm turning it and opening it up, or I'm looking through the keyhole. You can just look through the keyhole in the door. Yeah. That's all I'm asking you to do. Because what's happening, sometimes we make choices that we think are going to make us feel good, and they may make us feel good for the minute, but they may not be our authentic truth. May not be our authentic truth. Yeah? And then it's like, oh, God, it wasn't as good as what I thought it would be, or I don't feel good about myself or whatever, because we might be playing on the old ideas and what we think is good for us, and they're just no longer working for us. But what if I, you know, give that up? What's going to come of me? Well, everything I will say to you. Well, everything I will say to you. Well, everything I will say to you. So expectations. Now, I don't want you to walk away from this podcast going, I have no expectations. I just live my life and now. Bullshit. But I'm just saying, if you're kind of holding on to something and your head's trapping you into, if I don't get that I'm a piece of shit, that's a lie. Or that's going to make me feel whole, that's a lie. We're allowed to have great moments. We're allowed to look forward to things. Please know that. That's not what I'm not saying, right? But if you're continually on the chase all the time, that may be the ego's voice coming in and trying to trap you. And it's just, it never ends. It never ends. It never ends. I remember I've had lots of goals in the past, and I've been really, really attached, like really obsessively attached to them. And when they haven't come about in that moment, and they might have come about later, I've really gone down. When I say down here, I've really gone doomed. I'm not where they're. The universe doesn't have my back, because this bloody misconception of manifestation, and if you just be energetically whatever, you're going to get everything. Well, fuck no. 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 Sorry, don't get me started. Should I just put that out there and just leave that for now? Because that's gaslighting ourselves. And there might have been a conditioning in your head that says, "This, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay if I get this," right? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You might get a reward from getting that. You might get a pay rise. You might find your soulmate. You might find, you know, it might be a moment that energetically expands you and helps you to grow. But don't let your head trap you into that, exactly how I'm going to feel when I get that stuff. I'm going to enjoy that moment. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to enjoy that moment. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to enjoy that moment. I'm going to have some fun. One more time. I'm going to enjoy the moment, and I'm going to have some fun. That's Hansi speaking, okay? Now, I need you to start moving your body. So if you are feeling like, oh, God, I'm just blah, move your friggin' body. Move your friggin' body. Dance, run, walk, swim, skip. I don't care. We have to start shaking up that body. Yes, Hans. We have to start shaking up that body, and that's going to kind of bring out things that need to be disposed of, or loved and then disposed of, or accepted and just disposed of, so it doesn't get to make the final decision. I'm going to leave it there. Oh, I'm going to leave it there. Yes, Hans. I think he's chasing something, a fly or something, on the window. And he's, Mom, I want the fly. Mom, I want the fly. The fly. Can you hear him saying mom? So just ask yourself in closing, just ask yourself, do I feel okay in my body right now? I'm not talking about body image. I'm not talking about, oh, I left myself sick. I'm just feeling like, am I feeling really irritable a lot of the time, or really discontent? So there's a door opening there for you to turn in on and say to your higher self, say to spirit, say to whoever the hell you want that you trust in the light, show me another way. Show me what's next for me. Show me what's going to lead me more to my authentic self, because it really always comes back to your authentic self. It really, really does. And sometimes we think we're being authentic self and we're not. We're playing a role, or we're playing a role that was given to us many, many years ago, and we don't even know what that means. And that's good that we don't know what it means. We can explore that. If you can actually say, I don't know who I am, well, that's exciting, because you're going to go on a frigging big journey to figure that out. And that's fucking exciting. God, I've been overseas. I've been to different states to figure out who I am. That's good. That's bloody, bloody good. I'm not supposed to sit at home and sing Kumbaya to figure out who we are. I love you. I think that's a good note to end on. Or some singing. Well, do I get in trouble if I sing other people's songs on my podcast? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I love you and thanks for listening. Please share this pod. Give it a good rating if you like it and share about it on Instagram. Let me know. If you want to be a guest on my show, come DM me and we'll get onto this now.